Hello?
Yes, good morning, Mr.
Yes?
Hi, sir, I'm calling on behalf of your neighbor, Ron.
Yeah?
I understand you two have a sort of a problem here.
Who'd you say you were?
I'm an attorney.
Yes.
And I'm calling on behalf of Ron.
Yes?
To try and, you know, mediate a solution here.
I have no idea who you are.
I'm an attorney.
Wait, Ron Hart an attorney?
This isn't worth ending a friendship over, is it? I mean, he says you're constantly blowing leaves from your yard to his, and he's had enough of it.
Are you bullshitting me?
No, he claims it's been going on for years, you won't stop, and that's the other thing, you know, the swearing. He says you have a foul mouth, and whenever he confronts you, you let fly with a string of obscenities here.
This is ridiculous.
What?
First of all, I blow my leaves into piles in my own yard.
He claims you do make the big piles, like you said, but then when you think he's not looking, you throw him up over the fence and then you scurry back into your garage.
Hey, you know what? This is nonsense.
No.
I threw one pile of leaves over the fence 3 years ago because they blew in my yard from his yard in the first place.
So you're admitting you do throw leaves over the fence?
This is unbelievable to me.
No, you do throw them over the fence?
Wait,
he's filed a class action lawsuit against you for $1.3 million.
These people have been my neighbors for 10 years.
Well,
and maybe I ought to get a lawyer and sue him when his kid leaves his bike in my driveway or when the sister-in-law comes over and parks on my grass.
Sir, please.
And you're a lawyer that Ron hired to come after me?
Sir, I'm not coming after you. I just want to get all the information.
Yeah, well, I ain't telling you. I'll go over and talk to Ron and we'll see what the hell the deal is, because this is the most bizarre thing I ever heard.
Wait a
minute. I thought this guy was a friend of mine. We just went to the Giant game, for
sir,
sake.
Sir, I think it's more Mrs.
It's her? She's the one who's a pain in the ass.
The what?
She's got a clothes on that's tied to one of my trees. I never said nothing. Now I'm going to cut the tree down. Then we'll see who's worrying about leaves,
wait,
pal.
Wait. She's got a what?
She's got a clothes on that's tied to one of my trees. I'm going to cut that thing down.
Why are you shouting at me?
You're telling people I've known for 10 years or I'm it because my leaves are accidentally blown over the fence and you don't think I should be upset?
Wait a minute. Can you just talk to me? Tell me if you pick up leaves and throw them over the fence.
I don't pick up leaves and throw them over the fence, okay? Enough with that
He says you do. He's got pictures.
I want to see those pictures.
Well, you will see them in court.
Yeah, yeah.
Is it my fault that you throw leaves?
I don't throw leaves over anybody's fence, pal. Get that straight, okay? I thought I made that clear 5 minutes ago.
But I thought you were friends with this guy.
I thought I was friends with the guy, too, the son of a backstabbing sucker.
You're swearing your head off. And I don't understand it.
Well, he called me up and he threatened to sue me. How would you be if somebody called you up out of the blue and threatened to sue you, pal?
That happened to me.
You're going to be happy? You're going to be sitting there eating your Cheerios and be all golly gee, nice to get your phone call?
Boy, you certainly demonstrated quite a temper.
Yeah, damn straight I demonstrate quite a temper when like you call me up.
You know what, sir? Can I just tell you something?
Yeah.
You remember about 6 months ago when you told Ron you couldn't understand how people fell for those phone scams on the radio?
Holy sh! My God. You're kidding me, guys. Are you serious? Oh my. Why? I don't.